Listen, this whole Chrissy Teigen thing is getting out of hand. And it's time that we really delve deeper, like really take a deep dive into what's going on here. Because, so we've been peppering the show with little Chrissy Teigen things here and there over the course of the past couple of weeks. But I want to really have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happened is, if you remember, a few days ago, Chrissy Teigen issued a huge apology, this big Instagram apology statement that went on for pages and pages, where she talked about her years of cyberbullying other celebrities. She doesn't say Courtney Stodden by name, but she alludes to Courtney Stodden.
Mm.
There were others she attacked viciously years ago. Her basic message was that she was immature, she was insecure, she's a total troll, full stop. That's what she said. But then she goes on to say that being a mother, growing up, remember she was like 25 when all this was going on, now she's almost 40, therapy, experiencing her own losses and pain, more therapy,
mm-hmm.
marriage, more therapy, all this stuff made her the person she is now, which is a very different human being. So she issued this very heartfelt apology. She said, listen, I'm not the victim. I'm not looking for you to forgive me. I just need to explain myself because I hurt a lot of people for a lot of years. And I've moved past that. I'm a different person. I want to apologize and undo. I can't undo it, but I want to acknowledge it and own it and all that kind of stuff. It was so well written. And it's like, as you're reading it, you're like, this is all of us. We've all said stupid stuff. It's just that we're not Chrissy Teigen. It doesn't get magnified, you know, by a million. So I was like, this is a very relatable. If I need to issue an apology ever, I'm going to steal some of her stuff. Everything she said was like perfect.
Just take that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just take that. You know, in fact, just go read Chrissy Teigen's thing and just put my name in it.
From today.
Just from anything that happens, I'm just going to be like, go look at Chrissy Teigen's apology.
Right. It was so long ago. No, Cooper, it was 6 hours ago. Yeah, but I've changed. I've done a lot of changing, but from that time till now.
So after she issues this big apology, a lot of the people who she's hurt, she contacted privately or, you know, through social media, whatever. But this one fashion designer named Michael Costello, he's from season 8 of Project Runway. Okay. When I first heard his name, I was like, I know the name's familiar. I don't have a good association with it, but he went on to become a very big designer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he had allegedly said the N-word referring to Chrissy Teigen, and he's claiming that she blacklisted him and he would book a job and then suddenly that job would evaporated, and that Chrissy Teigen was behind it somehow, that she was the person that was like making sure he never had a career.
Mm-hmm.
And he posts all these messages, all these DMs that he allegedly said to Chrissy Teigen. I never said that. That was a disgruntled employee. Please let me apologize. And she was like, no, you're a racist. You don't belong in this industry. You know, go F yourself. You should die. You know, whatever. Today, she and John Legend have both said, none of that ever happened. It never happened. Those DMs were faked up. These are her words. Here's what she said. No idea what the F Michael Costello is doing. He just released a statement where he didn't at all acknowledge how fake those DMs were and now claims to have emails that, of course, don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So while he conjures those up, hopefully with someone more talented and fakes this time, please do not bully this man under the masquerade of defending me. She's saying to her fans, don't go after him because he's coming after me. Don't defend me. She says, I've taken it all. I've heard it all. I just beg for you to know the truth. She's telling us the truth and that, Michael, you are now causing actual pain to people who are trying to better themselves. She said, this will go further, not here, but in an actual court of law. And every dime we win will go to an anti-bullying charity focused on turning this shit show into a positive. I wish you peace and healing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're like, okay, so who's wrong here? Is he one of the people that she bullied? Did she blacklist him? What happened here? I knew immediately that she was right and he was wrong. I immediately took her side. I didn't even need to hear anything aside from the fact that I happen to really love Chrissy Teigen. Aside from that, I'm going to now have Anthony play for you a little clip of Michael Costello, the designer, from Project Runway, just to give you a little sense of his character and who he is. And then you can decide for yourself who you think is right in this scenario. Is it Chrissy Teigen, who claims that he faked all this up, or this guy who claims that his career is in the toilet because she blacklisted him?
I know how to sew. I'm not retarded.
Oh, no. Don't you see?
It's terrible.
Oh, Tracy loved my dress.
It was two handkerchiefs ruched on a piece of cord.
You're going to hate on me for that? Then step up your game and win a f***ing challenge.
All these other bitches are going down.
Why? Because you cheated?
Ivy's going to get it, and it's not going
to
be pretty.
How does it feel to be eliminated for a crappy design?
No! Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Kiss my ass.
I really feel like Michael was our weakest link.
I'm so proud of you, Gretchen. I really am.
Bull. Jason's kind of creepy. I want to smack him in the head.
AJ,
shut up already. No one cares.
I'm afraid for April. Her garment really, really does look like...
You're getting a sense of who this guy is, right?
Yeah, he's a douche.
Yeah, it goes on and on. And the one thing about these shows is people are really supportive. They're like, oh, your designs were so good. I can't believe they didn't like them. You're really talented. They're all really, really supportive. So to have this guy and all of his negativity come in, and by the way, use the R word, which even in season 8 of Project Runway was not friggin' cool, but publicly just, and they didn't even bleep it. They just let him say it because they wanted to let us know what a piece of crap he is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person who's come out against Chrissy Teigen and saying that she bullied him. Like, bitch, she didn't care about you. You're not anybody. Don't insert yourself in this story and try and take advantage of the fact that Chrissy Teigen is showing contrition and apologizing right now. So
she did some bad things too. She can't get away from that.
She did.
I saw the text that she sent that chick. It was not cool. You
right.
know, she's a douchebag too.
100%. She did that. Douchebags. That was 2011. She was 27 years old. She said worse things than that prior to that, a couple of years earlier. She was super immature. And that was that big apology where she was like, yeah, I said those things. I was a troll, like full stop. That was me. But it's no longer me. And people change. And I don't like the idea that this is the problem with social media. And it's a problem with being a celebrity. Chrissy Teigen is one of us who happens to be a celebrity. She goes after celebrities just like the rest of us do. She's always posting about celebrities. But now she's trying to come from a more positive place. So I don't believe this guy for a second. I don't believe that they had an exchange. If he said, I don't know why he's being blacklisted from his industry, but Chrissy Teigen's got nothing to do with it.
Well, you can't say she doesn't have anything to do with it. There's got to be something there.
I'm glad you said that. The answer is she probably didn't. And today, Leona Lewis, remember her from X Factor? And then she had that
one song.
She had that one song. Yeah. So when she had that one song and it was like the biggest song in the country and she was super duper famous, she was asked to come over here to New York and do a charity event where she was going to walk in the, it was a runway. It was a fashion event. She was going to be a model. Mm. They had a lot of like, minor celebrities, big celebrities. It was like celebrities walking a runway. And what they did is they paired a celebrity with a designer, like an upcoming designer. And that's who you wore. And it was all for charity, 100% for charity.
Mm.
Leona Lewis, who never goes to social media and tells us stories about stuff like this. Never. She keeps to herself, keeps her mouth shut, keeps her head down, sings, here's my song, here's my album. Go listen to it. That's her whole social media. She got on Instagram today and she had this whole long diatribe where she was like, I can't take this another minute. I want to tell you about Michael Costello and how he treated me. She was paired with him for this charity event.
Mm.
And she's not a model. You know, she's got a great body, but she's got curves. You know, she looks like a regular woman. When she showed up, he treated her like some fat lard. He brought this little tiny sample size and was like,
douchebag. I mean, you can see from clip.
But he's doing a charity event. He agreed to do this charity event that frankly helps him also, gets his name out there. He gets to work with Leona Lewis and say he dressed Leona Lewis. But instead of saying, oh, that dress, we brought a sample size, we should have asked you what size you are, which she was told they were going to do, he shamed her for not being a size zero. He said, this dress is never going to fit you. I don't know how you're going to wear this. This is not going to. He really made her feel like crap. She went home and cried, came back the next day, hoping they were going to fit the dress to her, find another dress. She showed up. He blew it off. He didn't show up. He gave a message through somebody to let her know that he's not dressing her. He doesn't basically like, I don't dress women who are not a size zero. I forget how he phrased it, but he basically said, like, I'm not dressing somebody your size. You're not going to wear one of my dresses. You're not going to make it look good coming down a runway. So she was, I mean, this really absolutely demolished her, but she was part of this celebrity event. So she sat in the audience and people kept saying, weren't you supposed to be up there? Aren't you supposed to be modeling? She said she kept making excuses. Oh, well, you know, I don't know what the excuses were, but she said that she made excuses. She made it about like her or something had happened or whatever. And she was completely humiliated. She said to this day, she still thinks about it. And she went through therapy and body issues and all that stuff because he really, really made her feel terrible.
That guy's a douchebag. I mean, you can see just from the, I don't know him. I saw 15 seconds of him. And I know he's a complete douchebag.
Okay, so will you maybe take into account the idea that maybe people don't want to work with him because he's a douchebag and not because Chrissy Teigen blacklisted him? She doesn't have that kind of power.
She was a big model and she probably had a little bit of say. But no, I mean from
no one needed to go to Chrissy Teigen and say, "Hey, what do you think of this guy? This guy's an asshole." He's so obviously an asshole.
She was one too back then.
She was a bully. He's an asshole. Those are two very different things.
I think they're the same thing. You know, what she was doing was horrible. What she did.
Yes.
On, that was just wrong. She's an ass. He's an ass. Same category. So deal.
No. Here's the difference. He's just an asshole. That's who he is. She was young. She was stupid. She feels badly about it. She's apologized. She's, you know what I mean? She has some contrition. She's trying to turn over a new leaf. He's still an asshole. He still went after her on Instagram and posted this whole thing that was completely faked up.
Yeah, because you can't fake. You can't Photoshop DMs. That's probably the easiest thing ever.
Exactly. No, but Photoshop. That's the point. That's the point. So she and John Legend, like, he doesn't like to get too involved with this kind of stuff, but he had to come forward and be like, those were the fakest DMs that did not happen. We have the receipts.